Talking the other, well, just the previous hour with Gary Hutter, the man in charge of the City Beat, and what we hope to get out of our City Beat with the extra police arriving, etc. Now, that article was in Wednesday's Cairns Post last week, adjacent to another article which reads, a disgustingly non-functional centrepiece street in the CBD could receive another facelift, just 3 years following the $10.5 million renovation. Now, I mentioned it briefly with Gary Hutter only half an hour or so ago, but I want to take it up now with a lady who has really made this front and centre in the local media, to her great credit. Now, it's been conceded the area was attracting crime and the council had not got the design 100% right. I was talking to quite a fit and capable man the other day who turned into Shield Street off Abbott Street and decided to turn around and go back. And he was a man that was very capable of defending himself. He said, oh, it was just too frightening to proceed down that street because of all the people that were hanging around and looking threatening. This is in the middle of our beautiful city and our CBD that attracts, well, hopefully will start attracting people from around the world again next year. Now, it goes on to say, Shield Street business owners between Abbott and Lake Street have been calling for action for months, I think years, saying the strip had become overrun by young offenders and itinerants due to dim lighting and hiding spots. Now, last week, I was talking with Gary Hunter and said, Gary, can you send someone down to the corner of Shield Street and the Esplanade, because they've got real issues down there. It was Appleton Street, actually, in the Esplanade, the restaurants. The kids were running through the restaurants looking for handbags that weren't being guarded under tables or whatever. And the people in the restaurants had to constantly hunt them out. I mean, this was happening in the middle of a tourism city, for God's sake. This is lambs to the slaughter. People come here thinking that wouldn't be tolerated, but it has been. So we've got a lot of work to do on that front. And also with the work that the mayor is talking about now in Shield Street, hopefully we get to see what they've got designed this time, because last time the designers, that must have come from the moon, made an absolute schmozzle of it. It was just awful. Gail Allen's on the line. She's got Fridays down there on the corner at Shield Street. Hello, Gail. You there, Gail? She was online 2 seconds ago. I don't know why that's happened, because it says she's there, but she's not. Can you have another crack at getting Gail back on?
I'm here.
Oh, you are there. I don't know what happened.
Sorry, my husband was in my car and he just pulled up and it went over to my car. Sorry.
Okay, Gail. Let's go back to...
You were ringing me this morning.
Let's go back to where we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago. We've had this dreadful design. We've all agreed on that. It was a debacle, providing those hiding holes for the worst behaved people in our city up in Shield Street. And it's just the opposite of what we needed. So how the hell they came up with that concept, who knows? We've got to be on our guard this time, because they're going to do a rehash of Shield Street because they've acknowledged they ballsed it up. Gail, how can we make sure that they don't do it again? Do you have any pull with the mayor and with the designers over at the council?
Well, I wished I did, but I've been fighting this battle now for, 3 years, I guess, since we started.
Exactly.
It's not been functional at all from day one. Mm. So, yeah, I've been to many, many meetings and, nothing seems to have been accomplished or changed or fixed at all.
Well, Bob's acknowledged it's a balls up fundamentally, and they're having a look at it again and hoping to sort it out. So I'm hoping he goes down there and stands with you and says, Gail, what's wrong?
Well, we've done that before, so hopefully this time it might be different.
The issues again.
Well, the same thing that we've said time and time again. We've got sections in the middle of the city place which are places that people can hide in, and they, there's raised garden beds which shouldn't have never been raised, because, of course, behind a raised garden bed people can hide. Yeah. The lighting's not what it was meant to be originally. The big lights that they paid hundreds of millions of dollars for, to have their holograms and stuff, never worked. Oh, they did work for a short time. So it's been one thing after another. And this centre part, not so much on the corner, because I'm still on that front line at Abbott Street, which is quite light.
Yep.
As soon as you walk into the centre there, at any just back past about four shops past me, then it starts to get quite dark. Mm. And, this was a problem back before COVID. It's not a COVID problem. It's been happening for years and years and years. We've lost business after business because of this. Yeah, so it's even happening now. My husband was there yesterday. He rang the police. He's seen a group of boys and ran into Billabong. grab something, put it in the bag, and he went inside yesterday to Billabong and said, did you see them take anything? And she said they were all in here. She was a bit scared. She was glad for them to go. Lionel rang the police. The police said they already picked it up, and they picked up the guy that's, or the kids that have already were in there. So it's been, it was addressed. But, yeah, that's happening all the time.
Every day. The kids are running riot and there's no attempt to intervene.
Yeah. That's for sure. So, yeah, no, things like that all the time.
Well, fundamentally, we know it's happening every day. There's this curse of political correctness that says because they're under 18 years of age, nobody seems to want to step in before they actually raid the shops or attack people or whatever.
Yeah, see, this is the problem. It needs to be addressed federally. It can't be just a state problem because it is happening all over Australia. The laws are not tough enough. The kids are laughing at us. They honestly are laughing at us because they know they can get away with it. Nobody's doing much to them at all. So they can just keep going on and doing the same old all the time.
Now, the other thing I was talking with Gary Hunter about was two extra police. They're being included in his police beat. That takes them from 5 to 7. How would you like to see them deployed? What would you like to see them doing in the streets of the CBD?
Well, the physical presence is always an advantage to have them walking around. So having two extra people that probably are walking around all the time or more undercover in the CBD maybe, more presence is always an asset, always an asset. So, yeah, I'm happy to hear that there's a couple more coming through to help us out in the CBD. So, yes, that's good news. Good news.
Now, you mentioned
that. We're not going to fix the CBD unless we actually rearrange it, how it looks and how it's fixed up, so how it's developed. So we've got to do a couple of things. Not one thing's going to fix it, that's for sure.
Well, you mentioned the lighting last week. Still no improvement there. You said a lot of the lights are out or whatever in Shield Street.
Well, the big ones that were our hologram, did you ever come in when they first opened
up?
So you had those ones that were around on the footpath, on the floor. There was 1, 2, 3, 4 of them. They broke down, I think after the first wet season. Obviously, they didn't do enough homework and find out these are not going to be any good to the tropics. So they've not worked from ages ago. In the city, they actually did put a couple more, brightened the bulbs of a couple of them. We've got some fairy lights now in two trees down towards the watershed. But, that's fairy lights are not going to light it up enough to suffice. It needs that whole raised garden area in the middle filled in. Just fill it out. Absolutely fill it in, and there's nowhere in there for anybody to be hiding or congregating to drinking or anything.
Gail, it's interesting, just once again a comment from the mayor the other day that, I don't know if it was you or various other people, had said to him, listen, all the focus is on the Esplanade. What about us down in Shield Street? And he did intimate the other day, he said he's taken the comments on board and they will be doing extra work as a result of those comments in your street, in Shield Street.
Well, let's hope so, because like I said, this has been talked about for years and years and years and nothing's been done, and they more or less said, this is it. Can't fix it, more or less. And I brought that up time and time again. Why can't you take some of the money out of the budget that you're putting on the waterfront, which the waterfront is fine. Everyone goes to the waterfront. Everyone wants to eat on the waterfront. It is the place where everyone wants to be. Fix your city.
Yes.
Fix it. Bring it back to a nice, thriving metropolis like we used to have with things happening all the time in the CBD. It just means reallocate some of your funds to where it's actually needed in the CBD. Stop putting it all on the waterfront. The waterfront's beautiful. It's fine. Look at your city. Really look at it and have a good, hard think about what you're going to lose, because one day they could be having to rip it all up, and all that money they put into that city place will be null and void if they have to rip it up and put a road through it to get it going again. So just spend some time, spend some money, fix it now, or otherwise you're going to lose everything they put in there.
Good on you, Gail. Appreciate your comments as usual. Thank you. Gail Allen, she's got Fridays there on the corner of Abbott and Shield Street.